from Story Flow. This is your daily audio brief. Wit, August 1st. 7 from the writers' rooms and the open mics. Here's the one I keep thinking about. Let's get into it. First, from The Onion. Schools deploy pepper spray drones to combat shootings. Several schools across the U.S. are deploying pepper spray dispensing drones in an effort to combat school shootings, an approach inspired by the success of drones in Ukraine's war effort. What do you think? They should just make school shootings illegal. Holly McGuill, Fossil Bleacher. I thought we had settled on giving up. Tiago Vega, Canister Pressurizer. Landmines would stop them faster. Julian Lady, Jelly Specialist. The post schools deploy pepper spray drones to combat shootings appeared first on The Onion. Next, second, from The Hard Times. Anarchist bakery proudly draft Dodger owned. So, there's this anarchist bakery in Seattle called the Communist Manifesto, and it's owned by a bunch of people who've never served in the military. The owner, Ferry Douglas, is pretty proud of this fact, claiming his family's been dodging wars since the Battle of Bunker Hill. He's got a long line of draft dodgers, and it's how the family survived. A local guy, Bill Johnson, who was dishonorably discharged from the Air National Guard, is not a fan of the bakery. He thinks it's an insult to people who've actually served, and he's calling for the owners to be deported. He's also got a beef with the bakery's dog-friendly policy, but that's a whole other can of worms. The funniest part is that the bakery's canine patron, Banjo McScruff and Stuff, has a pretty scathing review of the bakery's biscuits. He says they're the driest he's ever had, and that the owners are basically cowards for dodging the draft. I mean, Banjo's got a point. The owners did flee the country after learning about the Iran deal. It's worth noting that the bakery's owners have a bit of a history of fleeing the country when things get tough. They're not exactly the most stable bunch. But hey, at least they're consistent. They're always good for a laugh, even if it's at their own expense. Up next, third, from The Hard Times, 5 surprising medical advancements that came out of the laboratory from the Dope Show music video. So it turns out, the lab from Marilyn Manson's Dope Show music video wasn't as sketchy as we thought. They actually made some major medical breakthroughs, like they developed bridge RNAs for gene editing, which could treat or cure a bunch of diseases. And get this, they also came up with the polio vaccine, which is a big deal. Apparently, Jonas Salk just stole the idea from them, but they're not getting any credit. The lab also worked on chimeric antigen receptor T cell therapy, which is a treatment for autoimmune diseases. And they even developed 3D bioprinting, which lets doctors create living tissues and organs for patients. That's some crazy stuff. That's the set. Tip your podcast host on the way out. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.